Good evening, good evening, good evening. All right. Are y'all ready for tonight's lesson? Amen, amen, amen. Feels kind of strange. Amen, amen. I can't get away from Ask of Me. I have no idea why I can't get away from our lesson on Ask of Me, even though we finished it and we moved on to prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. When I left class last week, I knew tonight we're going to pray. Amen. I knew that. I knew that. What I want us to think about as we're praying, I want us to think about the things that we talked about in the class on Ask of Me and prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. I wrote a couple things down. Reveal the mysteries. That was one. Whatever hindrances to the next level. You know, Apostle is always telling us about the next level. God always has another level. So whatever it is that's stopping us, that's hindering us, that's getting in the way of our going to the next level. We're going to turn to, we'll start with Matthew 13. Let's turn to Matthew 13 and 11. We're only going to read the two scriptures, and then we're going to pray. And we're all going to read. I'm not going to just read it tonight. Amen. Online students, we're all good evening, and we're all going to read. So Matthew 13, verse 11. Ready? Let's read. He answered, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. It is given to us." Amen. It is given to us to know the mysteries. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have it? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Ready? Let's read. "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Verse 10, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." So what we're going to do, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those things unto us tonight. The other thing that I was thinking about, you know, I said, whatever revelation we need, we're going to be asking for it. Whatever illumination we need, we're going to be asking for it. Whatever demonstration, whatever manifestation, and whatever correction. Amen? All right, let's stand up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving you all honor, Lord God, all glory, all praise, all blessing, all thanksgiving. Father God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're all going to praise. Amen. Come on. You are worthy, Lord God. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our adoration, Lord God. Lord, we adore you. We reverence you. We honor you, Lord God, in this place. You are so good, Father God. And you've been so good to us. Oh, how we thank you. How we praise you. How we love you, Lord God. Oh, we just love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For all your goodness, Lord. For your grace, Lord. For your mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah, to your holy name. Glory, hallelujah, to your holy name, Lord God. You are holy, Lord God. You are righteous, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are loving. You're good. You're kind. You're merciful. You're just. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, you are a great God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. And we are so thankful, Lord God. We are so thankful that you are our Father. You are our Father, and we are your sons, and we are your daughters. And Lord God, you have given us this privilege to come before you, Lord God, to come before you, to fellowship with you, Lord God, to commune with you, Lord God, to seek you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. Our hearts are filled with praise. Our hearts are filled with adoration, Lord God. Glory to God. You're so faithful. You're such a faithful God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, our Savior, our Lord. We are so thankful, Lord God, for that name, Lord God, the name of Jesus, which is above every name. We're so thankful, Father, for the blood of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, our teacher, our revelator, our strengthener, our standby, Lord God, who is always with us, always for us, always in us, always near. He never leaves us, Lord God. And we're so thankful, Lord God. We're so thankful. We're so grateful, Lord God. We appreciate, Lord God. We appreciate all your goodness, Lord. All your love, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name forever, Lord God. Blessed be your name forever, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, hallelujah, to help us tonight. Help us to pray. Glory, 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 glory. Lord God, you say it's been given to us to know the mysteries, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we come seeking you. Hallelujah, Lord God. We come seeking you, Lord God. Yes, Father, for whatever revelations we need, Lord. Glory to God, whatever illumination, Lord, whatever demonstration, whatever manifestation, whatever correction, Lord God, we need, Father. We're seeking you for it, Lord God. And Lord God, we're expecting that you're going to reveal it to us tonight. We give you praise, Lord. We give you honor, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, how we love you, Lord God. And how we thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're here. Online students. You're here. We want you to join us. Here, Lord God. We give you the glory, Lord. Ah, la 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 baka shakanda da baka haya. Ala la la manda debe debe boko sinde debe kihia. Ala la la maka shakaya. Ala la la makanda da maya sinde debe de. Your glory, Lord God. Aba ba 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 bande debe debe de. Ala la la makisha haya. Ala la la makanda da maya sinde debe de. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ala la kashakaya you here. Ala la la makanda da mahaha. Aba ba 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 bande debe debe keshende debe de. Ala la la makashakanda na makaha. Ayene ne ne mekinde debe de. Oh, raba ba 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 kashakanda na makaha. Ala la la makanda na mayesinde debe de. Ayio re mesende debe de. You here, Holy Spirit. Ala la la makashi here. Ala la la makanda na mahi here. Ala la la makanda na mayasaya. Shalala la makanda na maki here. Oh, raba ba 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 kashakanda na makaha. Ala la la makanda na mahi. We're expecting, Lord God. Oh, we're expecting, Lord God. You will reveal, Father. Let me hear you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for giving us ears to hear, Lord. In the spirit. Glory to God. Thank you for giving us eyes to see, Lord. In the spirit. You hear, Lord God. Thank you for giving us hearts to understand, Lord. You hear, Lord. Seeing, hearing, and understanding, Lord. Thank you. Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Alalala makashi here. Alalala mahalana kanana kasakanda na maki here. Elelele mokosi hi. Sherere bendere bedeha. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalanda rebedeya. Alalala makoshanda na makahaya. Baba baba bandere bedeya. Alalala mahi here. Shora mama hasanda rabakaha. Shora mama baba baka shakanda rabakaha. Alalanda rebedeya. Alalala landa rebedeya ye here. Glory, 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 glory. Shende rebedeha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Alala kashikini. Alala bakanda na mayasaya. Shere de bende de bodo sokonda na makaha. Ama ba 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 bande de bende de beki sende de bede. No, 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 moko shokonda na makaha. Yeah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Alala bakashi here. Alala makanda na mayasinda na bakaya. Alala mahala la kanda na mahaha. Alala makala la kanda na mayasi. Shere de 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 de. Glory. Ah, Lord, thank you. Ah, Lord, thank you. Ah, la, 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 ma, cha. Ah, la, 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 ma, kanda, ra, ma, ki, hi. Alalala makasha kandana bakaha. Alalala makandana makihia. Yeah. Oh my, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ah, here they may say, hey. Oh glory. Oh glory. Hallelujah. Salalala makashi here. Share de. Ah la 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 kasha kandana makaha. Ah la 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 katara makinja bakaha. Thank you, Lord. Alalala makasha haha. Oh, we believe we receive that, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Alalala makashi here. Alalala makandana mahi here, Lord. Alalala makashi here. Share de boko sandara bakahaya. Alalala manda de. Alalala makashi here. Yeah, Lord. Alalala makasha kandana makahaya. Alalala mahalala kandana mahi here, Lord God. Andora masi, Lord. Shalalala makasha haya. Alalala makandana makaya. You here. We give you the high. Highest praise, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you the highest praise for it all, Lord God. Alalala mahashi here. Alalala makana mahi here, Lord God. Oh, rama mahasaha. Alalala makashi here. Alalala makaha. Ananana makichi he. Elelele mokota na makaha. Alalala makana mahi here. Alalala makishanda rabakaya. Alalala makanda ramakaha. Baba baba bandere bedere beke sendere bedeha. Alalala makishanda ramakaha. Alalala landere bedere boko sanda rabakaya ye here. Your goodness. Glory to God. Your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Glory to God. Glory to God. You've been so good to us, Lord God. You've been so good to us, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Alalala mahahaha. Ololo moko shonda rabakahaya. Ama baba baba bandere bede loga. Oh my. Oh my. Thank you, Lord. This atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This environment, Lord. Alalala makashinda namakaha. Alalala makana namaha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've allowed us, Lord, to sit at the feet of the apostle, Lord. Alalala makashikende rebedeha. Alalala makashakanda namakaha. To hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mololo makoshi here. Ah, here. Ha, here, Lord. Oh, Lord. Alalala makashi here. Nemene. Oh, lolo makoshi. Ah, here. Amamama makisha. Yeah, de. Alalala makasha. And do de 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 ha. Alalala makasha kanda namaha. Mamama and de de de. Amamama makisha and rabakahaya. Alalala thank you, Lord. Ama baba bakashanda rabakaya. Alalala makashi haya. Alalala makanda namahi here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Alalala makashi here. Alalala makasha kanda rabakaha. Ama baba bande de. Ah, you hear the most under the bakaha. Alalala makaha. Ama baba baba bakashanda rabakahaya. Thank you, Lord. Alalala makasha. Ama mama mako sonda rebedeha. Aha. Yes, Lord. Reveal. Glory to God. Glory to God. Illuminate. Alala kashaha. Ama baba baba banda rebedeha. Ololo moko shokonda namakaya. Oh, demonstrate, Lord. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Ama baba banda rebedeha. You hear? Manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord God. Alalala makashahaya. Amma baba bandere behi here. Alalala makashanda rabakaya. Yes, Lord. Correct, Lord. Alalala makashakaha. Amma baba baki. Anonono moko shonda rabakaya. Alalala makasha. Andere Messi, Andere Messi. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We believe, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. I'm here, Lord. Thank you. We give you the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, Lord God. We give you the honor, Lord God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord God. We believe we receive. Hallelujah. We believe we receive, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Excuse me. You may be seated. Glory, 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 glory. We've talked about the benefits of praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Benefits of praying in the Holy Ghost. Remember, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying directly to God. Always remember that. Always ask the Holy Spirit to help you to pray. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's see where we stop. We are in book 4, chapter 4, prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Our author talked a lot about thanksgiving and gratitude and praise. And on last week, we looked, at some of the verses that he gave us. And we talked about thanksgiving, and we talked about gratitude, and we talked about praise. And then I got stuck when he talked about gratitude and thanksgiving forever stand opposed to murmuring, remember that, at God's dealings with us, and all complaining at our lot. Remember, Mr. Bounds told us that gratitude and murmuring never abide in the same heart at the same time. I'm just answering the questions on the quiz. I just thought about that. Amen. Amen. Well, for those late people who haven't done it, yeah, you know, that's okay. That's okay. And then he says, true praying. He used this word true a lot in this chapter. He talked about true pastors and now he's saying true praying corrects, that if you're a complainer or a murmurer and you start praying, you're going to find out that your praying is going to correct your complaining. You're not going to complain as much. Amen? We might complain a little bit, but we're not going to complain as much. He said true praying corrects complaining and promotes gratitude and thanksgiving. Our author called murmurers ungrateful people. Do y'all remember that? Ungrateful people. He said appreciative men and women have neither the time nor disposition to stop and complain. Remember? And I said apostolic believers, remember? Do not have the time or disposition to stop and complain. And then we looked at the children of Israel and how they complained and how they murmured. I mean, just stop and think about that. God brought them out of Egypt, all these years of slavery. They came out rich. They had everything. They wasn't sick. Their clothes didn't wear out, and they were complaining and murmuring, give us some meat. We tired of this manna. Give us some meat. Isn't that something? That's just like some of us. Amen. Some of us. But remember we talked about how they forgot. They forgot the goodness of God. And I said, never, ever forget how good God has been to you. And I made a little mark in my margin. Always remember. Always remember God and always remember his mercy. Then we looked at Paul's writing to the Colossians. We looked at Colossians 3, 15 and 16, and Colossians 4 and 2, where he's talking about, and be ye thankful. He's talking a whole lot about thankful and thanksgiving. And then he wrote to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, with very, very familiar scripture. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Remember that. In everything, give thanks. And I believe that. I don't care what's going on. I just believe in finding something. You know, I guess that's because the apostle taught me that years ago. Find something to be thankful for. You know, and you say, well, I don't feel thankful because so and so and so. Find something to be thankful for. I tell you how I grew up under these, I grew up with my grandmother. And she had these friends, and they were all deaconess. If you're from the Baptist, then you know what a deaconess was. And these ladies, I mean, you know, they would just sit around, and they would laugh and talk, and they would visit. But I can't remember which one of them it was. There was a lady called by the name of Miss Penderpack, and then there was a lady, Miss Rosie Owens. But one of them said, "Yet will I praise him." And that thing just stuck with me. You know, no matter what's going on, she says, "Yet will I praise him." In other words, I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to find something to praise God for, no matter what's going on. Amen? And I mean, that's a good principle. And you know, that one has stuck with me through the years. And there's been some challenges. But even in the challenges, I'm always reminded, yet will I praise him. Amen? Amen. And we're talking about prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Mr. Bound says, wherever there is true prayer, there thanksgiving and gratitude stand by. And he said, ready to respond to the answer when it comes. And I say, when we pray, amen, that there should be gratitude and thanksgiving. We know that God hears, and we know that God is answering him. And we refer to Mark 11, 23 and 24. The spirit of praise, Mr. Bound says, was once the boast of the early church. Y'all remember that? We talked about that. That this spirit of praise, and he said, it's sadly deficient in our present-day congregations. And I said, not in every congregation. There is still a spirit of praise in Word of Life Christian Center and LTMA churches. Remember me saying that? To restore the spirit of praise to our congregations, this should be one of the main points with every, and there that's word again, true pastor. He used true pastor. The normal state of the church is set forth in this declaration, and he refers to Psalm 65 and 1. Praise waited for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. Praise is so distinctly and definitely wedded to prayer, so inseparably joined that they cannot be divorced. Cannot be divorced. Amen? So you got praise, and then you've got prayer. Those two, if you're going to pray, you're going to praise. If you're going to praise, you're going to pray. Amen? Praise is dependent on prayer for its full volume and its sweetest melody. And then he talked about singing is one. He says it's only one method of praise. He says not the highest. Can you imagine that? Not the highest. Singing is not the highest method of praise. It is true. But it is the ordinary and usual form. There are some authors who talk about a prayer of praise and thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, when I talked last year about different kinds of prayer, there was a prayer of praise and thanksgiving. And normally when you begin to pray, you want to begin by praising God. Amen? That's the way you're going to begin. And then you're going to end by praising God. Amen? You know, you want to praise him. You want to tell him how good he is and how big he is and that you trust him and that you believe him. And then at the end, you know, you want to praise him some more. Why? He heard you. And he answered you. And you believe that your answer is on the way. Amen? Amen. Mr. Bound does a good bit of talking about the singing services in our churches. He says here, the singing service in our churches has much to do with praise. For according to the character of the singing will be the genuineness or the measure of praise. Much of modern singing in our churches is entirely foreign to anything like hearty, sincere praise to God. And again, I say it, not in Word of Life Christian Center and not in LTMA churches. Amen? Because I think one of the things that's being fostered by Apostle and the churches under him is this spirit of praise and thanksgiving. Amen? And you're going to find it here and you're going to find it in LTMA churches. The spirit of prayer and true praise go hand in hand. Spirit of prayer and true praise go hand in hand. Both are entirely dissipated by the flippant, thoughtless, light singing in our congregations. And I said on last week, we've all been places where, you know, the singing is not anointed, it's dry, it's, you know, we wonder, is God here? You know, who are they worshiping? Who are they singing to? Well, he's going to say some profound things to us in a few minutes. That's what I tell you about Mr. Bound. You know, sometimes he just chug along, and I say, I don't know if I agree with that. But then he comes right back and he says something that's really, 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 really profound. He says, much of the singing, excuse me, lacks serious thought and is devoid of everything like a devotional spirit. Its lustiness and sparkle may not only dissipate all the essential features of worship, but it may substitute the flesh for the spirit. Now, we know when people are singing in the flesh. Amen. They're saying, praise God, but they singing sometimes to be seen, sometimes to be heard. They got a good voice. I've observed some churches where, I mean, the singing thought that, you know, everybody was there for them. You know, like, oh my God, you know. And I just look, you know, I try not to say anything. I don't want to complain. I don't want to judge, you know. I just say, amen. Help them, Lord, help them. Giving thanks is the very life of prayer. Giving thanks. It is its fragrance and music, its poetry and its crown. Prayer, bringing the desired answer, breaks out into praise and thanksgiving. And you see, I believe when we pray, we have to believe that we receive. And we should break out into praise and thanksgiving at that moment, not only when it shows up. Now, when it shows up, we ought to be cutting up, amen? But when we pray, we got to believe that God is hearing and that he is answering us. Whatever interferes with and injures the spirit of prayer necessarily hurts and dissipates the spirit of praise. Amen. Our author said the heart must have in it. Now, he calls this a grace of prayer. A grace of prayer. The heart must have in it the grace of prayer to sing the praises of God. So a person who doesn't pray is not going to be a person who prays, right? Amen. If you don't pray, praise is going to be like foreign to you, you know, because you have not spent time with God. Spiritual singing is not to be done by musical taste or talent. I told you he was going to get to it. But by the grace of God in the heart. Okay? Spiritual singing is by the grace of God in the heart and not by musical taste or by musical talent. Nothing helps praise so mightily as a gracious revival, and he uses that word, true religion, you know, and I say relationship, amen, in the church. The conscious presence of God, the presence, the conscious, you understand? Conscious presence. I know he's here. Amen. The conscious presence of God inspires song. When you know God is here, it inspires a song in your heart. You know, one time Apostle told us, it was, I think it was in a training in the Word one night, and he said, God is going to give you a song, a spiritual song, a song you've never heard before. And he said, sing out what you hear. And so I believed what he said. And I went home. And my, I had me a good time. I sang me a song. It was a good song, too. And I must have sang it must be for weeks, but I wouldn't let nobody else hear it. That was my own personal song, my own personal song. But God would do that. You know, the apostle said it. He said, now, when you go home, he said, God will give you a song, a spiritual song. You know, and we see that a lot with our praise leader, and I'm pretty sure it goes on with praise leaders in other especially LTMA churches. Might be other churches, but I only know of LTMA churches. You know, they'll just come out and they'll just start singing. And it's like, it's not, you know, they might start singing a song that we're familiar with, but then pretty soon, you know, they go off, you know, and they're singing some other words. And a lot of times those words are so encouraging. Those words are so edifying. They're helping to build you up, and they're also creating this atmosphere. Now, he's going to say some other things here. The conscious presence of God inspires song. The angels and the glorified ones in heaven do not need artistic presenters to lead them, nor do they care for paid choirs to chime in with their heavenly doxologies of praise and worship. Okay? So if the glorified ones in heaven don't need all of this, and we practicing down here, we shouldn't need it either. Amen? Can you see that? All right, amen. They're singing involuntarily, talking about the glorified ones in heaven. There, it involuntarily breaks forth from the heart. God is immediately present in the heavenly assemblies of the angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. I don't know if we're going to have time to go there, but make a note of it, Hebrews 12, and we read 22 through 24. And it talks about our heavenly intercessors. And I think we've looked at it before. But Mr. Bounds is saying here, God is immediately present in the heavenly assemblies of the angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. His glorious presence, God's presence, creates the song, teaches the singing, and impregnates their notes of praise. God's presence begets singing and thanksgiving. Just his presence. Amen. When he shows up, we're going to start singing and we're going to start giving him thanks. While the absence of God from our congregations is the death of song, or makes the singing lifeless, makes the singing cold and formal, which amounts to the same. His conscious presence in our churches would bring back the days of praise and would restore the full chorus of song, being conscious of God's presence. Amen. Where grace abounds, song abounds. Where grace abounds, song abounds. When God is in the heart, heaven is present and melody is there. That's what Mr. Bounds said. But you know, Apostle's been telling us another word, rhythm. Amen? So when God is in the heart, heaven is present, and a rhythm is there. Amen? And the lips overflow out of the abundance of the heart. This is as true. See, you don't just praise when you're at church. That's what he's telling you. He says, this is as true in the private life of the believer as it is so in the congregations of the saints. So you should be praising at home the same way you're praising at church. See, when you learn how to praise and give thanksgiving at home, when you come to church, it's not foreign to you. Amen? Because you've been practicing. Amen. And it's something about practicing at home. It gives you confidence. It gives you a boldness when you come to church. Amen. Does that make sense to everybody? All right. Okay. The decay of singing, the dying down and out of the spirit of praise in song means a decline of grace in the heart and the absence of God's presence from the people. The main purposes, this is good, pay attention. The main purposes of all singing are for God's ear. Amen. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole purpose of it. The main purpose of all singing are for God's ear, to attract his attention and to please him, not the people. Amen. Not the people. A lot of times, you know, people are up there and they're singing, but they're singing to please the people. He's going to say something else in a second. It is unto the Lord for his glory and his honor. Certainly, it is not for the glorification of the paid choir. I've never heard of a paid choir. Like I told y'all that before. I've never heard of that. I know they paid the organist, but I never heard of a paid choir. But I guess somewhere there's a paid choir. He must know what he's talking about. He says, it's never for the glorification of the paid choir to exalt the wonderful musical prowess of the singers, nor to, he said, the singing is not even to draw people to church. Isn't that something? But it is for the glory of God and the good of the souls of the congregation. Yeah, we wanna touch the people, but it's not necessarily just to draw people. Because you can have, remember we always, Apostle always talk about a crowd. You can always get a crowd, you know, especially if they like the singing. You know, they like the singing, but they don't know the word. You know, they don't understand. They don't have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to understand. You know, they just listening to the music, amen, and jumping, and go back home and deal with the same thing, amen. How far has the singing of choirs and churches of modern times departed from this idea? It is no surprise that there is no life, no power, no unction, and no spirit in much of the church singing heard in this day. And again, not in Word of Life Christian Center and LTMA churches. He says, it is sacrilege for any but sanctified hearts and holy lips to direct the singing part of the service of God's house of prayer. Much of the singing in churches would satisfy as mere entertainment, pleasing the ear. Amen. Let the people praise thee, O God. And then over in, that's in Psalm 67 and 5. And then over in Psalm 147 and 1, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Yeah. Amen. Then he talks about the music of praise. For there is real music of soul in praise. It is too hopeful and happy to be denied. And then he refers to Philippians 4 and 6. Let your requests be made known unto God. He says prayer here is described as request, or request is a prayer, or prayer is a request. He says it describes prayer as asking for a gift, giving prominence to the thing asked for, making it emphatic, something to be given by God and received by us. Mr. Bounds says, not something to be done by us. You know, it's not something that we can do. That's why we're asking God. He says, all this is closely connected with gratitude to God. So he takes us back, all the way back to gratitude. We are to be specific and particular and bring to the knowledge of God by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, our particular requests, the things we need, the things we greatly desire, there must be thanksgiving. Turn to Isaiah 43 and 26. Just that little part here, he says, we are to be specific and particular and bring to the knowledge of God. He says, bring to the knowledge of God, okay? And in Isaiah 43, and 26. bring to the knowledge of God. He know everything. Right? That's what we say. But look what he say. In Isaiah 43 and 26. Y'all read that for me. Ready? Read. You know, God is saying, well, God is saying, put me in remembrance. Mm-hmm. Put me in remembrance of what I told you. Mm-hmm. Put me in remembrance of what my of what my word says. That's what Mr. Bounds is saying here. We are to be specific and particular and bring to the knowledge of God. Put God in remembrance of his word. Well, Lord, I don't know if y'all have ever prayed like that, but I have. Well, Lord, you said, you know, so and so and so. You know, just put him in remembrance. And I think he loves that. You know, he knows that you know what he said. And what you're doing is you're presenting back to him what he has already said. Amen? So put him in remembrance. On earth, we are called upon to praise and give thanks. On earth, okay? The angels in heaven and the redeemed spirits of the saints are doing this also. Amen? Praising and giving thanks. What God wants us to do on earth, we will be engaged in doing throughout an unending eternity. Y'all see that? That's why I told you, y'all gonna have to read this chapter. He's saying a lot. He's saying a lot. Praise and thanksgiving. Guess what Mr. Bounds say? Guess what he say? Praise and thanksgiving will be our employment. That's gonna be our job in heaven. To just go around praising and thanking God all day. He said, and look, and I wrote it down. He says, while we remain in heaven, where are we going? After, you know, where I'm going? You know, that's it. I'm in heaven. He says, the whole time we're in heaven, you know, our job is going to be to praise and give thanks unto God. And like I told you, what we're doing here, we're practicing. Just like you practice at home, praise and worship, so that when you come to church, you know, you can join in the praise and, you know, get excited. Then what we're doing here on earth, we're going to be doing in heaven. That's our job. That's the only thing we got to do. What else would we have to do? You know, no grass to cut, no cars to wash, no houses to clean, no food to cook. You know, stop and think about that. You know, our whole job in heaven is going to be to give God praise and thanksgiving. You know, just stand around the throne. Holy, 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 holy. We worship your majesty. Isn't that something? So, we better get it right down here. Amen. That's right. We better get it right down here. Otherwise, you know, like people talk about, I heard an apostle say that the other day, talking about some Christians are going to be bareheaded in heaven. Well, I think it was an apostle. I don't know. Could have been him. Could have been one of the other ministers. They ain't not going to have no crown. Not going to have no crown. Some people are going to be up there with 12 13, 14, 15 crowns on the head, and then some of us going to be bareheaded. None. We have not earned any crowns, okay? And it's going to be bad to get there and everybody praising, and you don't know how to praise because you haven't practiced here on earth. Amen? Amen. All right. That's our lesson on prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. I'm going to have to, what I wanted to go to next is kind of long. I think it's too long to start for next week because I think the week after that is going to be our semester break. So I'll have to find something shorter. I thought about fasting, but don't hold me to that. That's usually like a little short one that I do. But we'll have a lesson. Don't worry about that. That's not gonna be a problem. We'll have a lesson. Okay? All right. This is it for tonight. You are excused. You can go home. As I understand it, your other videos are posted the way they were once before. You are expected to view them. There will